The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Flat tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repaired, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going. Jay's Wheels and Tires is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Admittedly, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide. When I consider who is on my side,
the Lord is my help,
walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights. Oh,
24/7 he never sleeps.
Thank you, Father.
And when I remember, he brings
because I've got a work to do, and I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way, and I'm choosing it today.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
You got Brian Courtney Wilson with Still here in the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning and welcome to the Wade Hampton Show. We call this place the Ham Camp, and I'm glad that you decided to join us today. Let's jump into our Bible Jeopardy clue from the category Name the Book. This is for 600 points, which means it's pretty difficult. What was one of the reasons 1 John was written? What was one of the reasons 1 John was written? Was it to expose false teachers? To give instruction concerning baptism, to correct fighting amongst believers, or to give instruction concerning spiritual gifts? Well, only one of these answers is true, and if you put who is or what is in front of your response, that would be greatly appreciated. Call me at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500 as the music continues.
KAYT and KQJOFM. 5 City Strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
For real.
We're shining the new music spotlight on I'm God Good. That's a new song from Full Force, Faith Evans, Sheila E., and Uncle Reese. Good morning. This is the Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. The Business Insider is reporting that a trio of top U.S. healthcare organizations have written an open letter to President Donald Trump urging him to share critical coronavirus data with President-elect Joe Biden. Now, the heads of three healthcare organizations, the American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, and the American Hospitals Association, signed the letter yesterday telling the president that a coordinated strategy is critical to saving lives. The president has so far refused to authorize or comply with any presidential transition, locking Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris out of access to top-level information. The president-elect's team has criticized Trump for his failure to share information, with Biden saying that more people may die as a result of this failure to communicate. The White House has not immediately responded to questions about that letter. But I'll tell you what, we will respond to you when you call us at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. In fact, we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up and coming at you here in the Hamp Camp.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
The runoff election date is scheduled for December 5th. And residents will have 6 days before the election to early vote. Early voting at the Rapides Parish Courthouse will begin on November 20th and will continue until November 21st. The voting site is closed on Sundays, but will open back up from November 23rd through the 25th. The office will again close on November 26th and 27th because of the Thanksgiving holidays. The last day to early vote will be November 28th. Residents will also be able to request a mail-in ballot for the runoff election, and for those 65 years and older, they will automatically get sent one once the Registrar of Voters receives them. To request a mail-in ballot, voters should contact their parish's Registrar of Voters office. They will have until December 4th, which is 1 day before the election, to turn in their mail-in ballots. This public service announcement is from your family at KAYTKQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Lifo Minute. It's easy to use these two words, faith and hope, interchangeably, even if incorrect. Faith is trust and belief in God. As Christians, we place our complete trust in God. But hope takes that one step further. It's an anticipating or looking ahead for something good to happen. Because I have faith in God, I can live with great hope. Because I know He loves me and is working all things for my good, according to Romans 8:28. Can I have hope without faith? I don't believe so. My hope has to be rooted in something, or else I'm just making a wish. But can I have faith without hope? Sadly, I believe many people do. They have faith in God, but don't have any godly anticipation or anything they are looking forward to. Even if a believer is looking forward to one day being in heaven with Jesus, there is still so much more to hope for.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, on this Wednesday, November 18th, let's get to the birthday list to say happy birthday to these wonderful people. Happy birthday to Elizabeth Coleman, Christine Dawson, Danielle Ballard, Derek Aguilard, and Tracy DeSale. And happy birthday to everyone around the globe who celebrates today as their birthday. We want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we forgot about anybody, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, or maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's tackle that Bible Jeopardy clue today from the category Name the Book. The question is for 600 points, which probably means it's a little bit more difficult than the 200-point question. Here it is anyway. What was one of the reasons 1 John was written? That's your clue. What was one of the reasons 1 John was written? Was it to expose false teachers? Was it to give instruction concerning baptism? Was it to correct fighting amongst believers? Or was it to give instruction concerning spiritual gifts? 1 John 1 has the answer. So did Lady Diane Monroe. Congratulations to you. She always gets it right. The correct response is, what is to expose false teachers? And if that's what you said, congratulations. You got it right as well. As a matter of fact, the author wrote this book so that the joy of his audience would be full, and that they would not practice sin, and that they would not be deceived by false teachers, and that you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Yeah, that's why the books were written. And we thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, where Jesus goes to raise Lazarus from the dead and all the people that were there. Now, this was a God sign. You know what I mean? It was a sign that he truly was the Son of God, and it was the definitive thing that marked him for his coming death. Because after he raised Lazarus from the dead, from that day forward, it says in the book, they plotted to kill Jesus. But you know what Jesus did? Jesus used godly wisdom. He no longer went out in public among the Jews at that time. He withdrew to a country town, the town of Ephraim. And so we have to use godly wisdom as well in our dealings. When we see something going on in our communities, in our city, in our country, we have to use the wisdom that God gave us. And if you don't have the wisdom,